Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Insert Noise Here. Your only and favorite and possibly just one of the inner space intraweb type radio shows that you listen to. This is just an internet only, MySpace only as of right now, until we can find some place to go with this show. I'm your host Loki, my beautiful young assistant, and also my wife. Is sitting here right next to you're both, if you didn't get that. Well, my brother-in-law is here as well. He's possibly my beautiful and young assistant. He is awful buff. But my wife is here, and she'd like to say a few words to the audience. She as well as me, was actually trained in this sort of thing.
Else's word.
Okay.
A poem?
A poem.
I like poetry, I'm sorry. I'm not a hard ass like you.
I'm not a hard ass, I'm a douchebag. I like poetry too, but I don't want people to know I like it.
Okay, here we go. It's called Spring, and it's by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Shut the fuck up. Alright. To what purpose? They're ruining this woman's words. Okay. Beginning again. To what purpose, April, do you return again? Beauty is not enough. You can no longer quiet me with the redness of little leaves opening stickily. I know what I know. The sun is hot on my neck as I observe the spike of the crocus. The smell of the earth is good. It is apparent that there is no death. But what does that signify? Not only underground are the brains of men eaten by maggots, life in itself is nothing. An empty cup, a flight of uncarpeted stairs. It is not enough that yearly, down this hill, April comes like an idiot, babbling and strewing flowers.
All right, very nice. And let's talk about that for a second. What do you think that's really about?
I don't know. Some girl named... What was her name again? Not the poet.
I think the April it mentioned was the actual season.
April's a season?
Or March, pardon me.
That went perfect.
Au contraire!
It is the approach of spring.
You said April the season.
I did say April the season. It just, April feels like, whatever, I just fucked up.
Well, to me, it's just a fabulous poem because it's about how there's all this destruction and sadness and ugliness in the world, which you sort of symbolize in winter and death, you know, brains of men eaten by maggots. And then here comes this god-awful spring, this in-your-face of beauty, and you're supposed to forget about all of those things that are happening all around you. But mm-hmm. It's also a beautiful reminder, too,
yeah.
Of the beauty in life, so I could go on and on. What do you think?
Yeah, folks, what do you think? Let us know. InsertNoiseHere@yahoo.com. Always love to hear from you, especially when you're trying to transfer funds to me from Nairobi. Coming up later, I'll have a trivia question for you and a few other things, music, madness, and something else. I know I'm forgetting something.
Crusty Jugglers!
Oh, yeah.
Jim once had a girl, or should we say, she once had he. She showed him her room, isn't it swell, Texas Motel. To sit anywhere. So Jim looked around and he noticed there wasn't a prayer. Jim took off his rug, biding his time, pounding his comb.
great until two. And then she said,
how about some head?
In the morning with Falwell and Pat. Jim told her he wasn't and dribbled some sprue in her lap. And when he awoke, he was alone.
She honed his comb.
So he let her fly. Isn't it swell?
The Texas Motel.
With big purple welts all over her body. Suddenly someone, you answer quite slowly. It's the board from Assembly, oh God. In the red crackers like you never seen. Groveling under your thanks for the girl with the spoon in her lap, and she's gone.
Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes. Ow!
We saw her go down to a room the airport where Jimmy gets off watching pornography. Everyone smiles as we tread through his horseshit that grows so incredibly high. Newspaper writers appear at his door waiting him away. He climbs in the back with his head up his ass and he's gone.
Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes.
With brain dead supporters with tears in their eyes. Suddenly someone is there at commercial. The girl with the pee hole surprise.
Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes.
Texas Motel. Don't mind.
and the smell. It's nothing to get hung about. Please leave your cash on the table.
Sleeping looks better with eyes closed. While I'm confessing all my sins.
Oh, I've sinned so much against you. Forgive me.
It's getting hard to move someone, but it all works out.
It's all pornography to Jim. Let me take you down. Cause we're going to the Texas Motel. We might go to hell, but we'll have lots of company. Falwell and Pat and that weasel. It must be high or low. That is, I can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad.
Actual testimony of John Poindexter.
Let me take you down. Cause we're going to the Texas Motel. Don't mind the smell. Just some jizz from Jimmy Boy. How about some hay for the donkey? No one knows, sometimes think it's me. But you know I know when it's a dream. I yes, but it's all wrong.
Actual testimony.
That is, I think I disagree.
Admits.
Let me take you down. Cause we're going to the Texas Motel. Don't mind the smell. It's just some old pornography. Stroking that sausage. Just keep on stroking that sausage. Just keep on stroking that sausage.
It followed from the special theory of relativity that mass and energy are both but different manifestations of the same thing. A somewhat unfamiliar conception for the average mind. Furthermore, the equation E is equal mc squared, in which energy is put equal to mass multiplied with the square of the velocity of light, showed that very small amount of mass may be converted into a very large amount of energy, and vice versa. The mass and energy were, in fact, equivalent, according to the formula mentioned above. This was demonstrated by Cockcroft and Walton in 1932 experimentally.
Albert Einstein, in his own words, describing the theory of relativity, the general theory of relativity, equals E equals mc squared. Energy and mass are equal. Energy and mass are the same. You are all made of light, and light is all made of you. You're going in and out of everything constantly. Your particles are vibrating and going in and out, and your personality is a mere construct. It doesn't exist. You don't exist. The desk doesn't exist. It's just a piece of wood. Is red red? Is green green? All of your perspectives are just kind of blown away by the general theory of relativity. I think that's a great thing, but some people, you know, shoot themselves in the forehead over that kind of thing. But I tend to like the suicidal thoughts. Well, not suicidal thoughts, but the shit that would drive you to suicide, I guess. Before that, you heard a long Beatles medley by Frank Zappa, covering a lot of the Jimmy Swaggart era stuff back when he got caught with a hooker or something. I don't even remember. I was probably 3 or 4 at the time. But looking back on it, some good shit. Coming up, not really sure, as always, but if you'd like to get something on here, insert noise here at yahoo.com, or you can hit the MySpace page, drop me a line on there.
Hang around, checking emails and shit.
Send me some stuff to play, whatever you want. Oh, trivia question. And this is horrible, by the way. This is like somewhere in between a knock-knock joke and encyclopedia salesman, but what was Aleister Crowley's favorite flavor of ice cream? I have 3 answers picked out, and if you can guess any one of the 3, send it on a 3x5 note card to insertnoisehere@yahoo.com. Let me know. That's Aleister Crowley's favorite flavor of ice cream.
Yeah! needs a ride. They've come to take your life. Off to the dead of night, with a four horseman ride, or choose your fate and die. You've been dying since the day you've been born, you know it's all been planned. For death of deliverance rides. Sinner once, sinner twice, no need for confession now. Cause you've got the fight of your life. Horsemen are drawing nearer on the leather steeds they ride. They've come to take your life. Off to the dead of night, with a four horseman ride, or choose your fate and die. Your face, man, mine, your body torn through, withered in every place. Pestilence for what you endure and what you put others through. Death delivers for sure, there's nothing you can do.
Tonight, no matter what the- LSD is the most powerful substance that the human being has ever developed for influencing the mind. I've used the comparison of nuclear energy or a fissionable material. I think that in the right hands and with scientific and disciplined and hopeful people, it will bring about change. 100 years ago, they'd say you were possessed by the devil or you were a heretic. 20 years ago, they'd say you were a communist. Now, the really sophisticated totalitarian method now is to say that someone that is a dissenter, that is against the society, is insane. Now, maybe it is insane to be against what's happening in the United States today. Maybe it's insane to try to have hope that something can be done about it. So if that's insane, count me in. But
spies. Ballets and spies. What you doing out there, man?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie. Isn't it cold out in space, Bowie?
Do you want to borrow my jumper, Bowie?
Does the space cold make your nipples go pointy, Bowie?
Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth?
Bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you!
Hey, Bowie, do you have one really funky sequence spacesuit? Or do you have several changes?
Do you smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke astroturf? Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antenna. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read you loud and clear, man.
Oh yeah, man! Your signal's weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
I'm orbiting Pluto. Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts. So, and they think it's pretty cool, man.
Okay, Bowie, what was that sound?
I don't know, man, I have to turn my ship around. Ooh, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah, I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
Tuba choir of Afronauts singing. Bowie's in space. Humppasi vaan kun palo Rovaniemiin.
pitäisi julmansa hakevan niin. Seisova pöydänkin se tyhjensi. Kaikki joskus vielä kostetaan, Jägermeisterit lotrataan. Köniinsä sietäisi julman sakevanni. Humppasi vaan kun palo Rovaniemi.
Oo se perkele!
Köniinsä sietäisi julman sakevanni. Seisovan pöydänkin se tyhjensi. Mutta kaikki joskus vielä kostetaan, Jägermeisterit lotrataan.
Thought that was pretty awesome. Before that, you heard Flight of the Conchords with David Bowie's In Space, The Dark Poets, Ween, the James Kochelka superstar, played that back in episode 1, had a song on episode 1 called Bad Song, and not a damn thing on that CD so far has been bad. That was called Fascist Bikes, and before that, you heard... Bluegrass cover of some Metallica, some Typo Negative, and a few other things interlaced here and there. Hither, tither, and yon, as they say. Coming toward the end of another episode, episode 6. Hope to keep this ongoing every week. So if you have anything you'd like to put on here, or, you know, just some feedback would be nice, insert noise here at yahoo.com. Let me know what you think. Good or bad. But, you know, fuck you if it's bad. Let's say, bless you wherever you are, Fred Pruitt, and we'll see you next week.
Look here, I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right.
Oh.
I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right.
Ah, but I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you all I've got to give. If you say you love me. True. I may not have a lot to give, but what I've got, I'll give to you.
But I don't care too much for money. Money cannot buy me love.
Can't buy me love?
No.
Everybody tells me so.
Naughty.
Can't buy me love?
No. No.
Well, then, say you don't need no diamond ring. I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing that money just can't buy.
But, you see, I just don't care too much for money. Money cannot buy me love.
I see. Well, good night.
Oh.